Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here. The 1 o'clock CMB comes your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta. On the other side of the glass, we're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses, of course, only at ShopRite. A mixed bag day yesterday for the two New York teams. The Mets, really a lackluster performance in a 4-0 loss to the Nationals at Citi on their opening day. And the Yankees with a much-needed win. A lot of power, home runs from Sanchez, two from Gleyber Torres, one from Luke Voit. And they go on and beat the Orioles.
I don't know if you had a chance, and we'll get to all the baseball. We got Ian Eagle joining us, John Rothstein, College Hoops, a lot to get to. Did you
Ian joining us? I didn't know that.
Ian Eagle, yeah.
Great.
The great Ian Sheik will be joining us.
Ian Sheik?
That's right. He revealed that was his wrestling nickname as a child.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Very
I didn't know he wrestled as a child. I guess we found that out now.
Yes. Did you watch the unveiling? Last night,
no.
By chance.
The uniform unveiling?
The uniform unveiling.
I did not, no. Why would I watch that? No, seriously.
It's a great question.
You know, my wife did show me, Terry this morning did show me the videos of the unveiling.
Right.
You know, all the different guys, you know, everybody who was there. And
now,
all
I thought Boomer and Gio did an outstanding job of detailing the awkwardness of the entire event. They did a great job of that.
Okay.
I don't care about that. But there is one
thing. Why was it
thing.
Awkward? I don't understand.
It was awkward because they tried to make it a party. You know, J.B. Smoove was the host.
Oh,
he was trying
to
make jokes. Nobody was giving him any reaction.
Right. And nobody asked me to host it, by the way.
No, you just missed the cut. You were below a few people, including Iron Staten Island.
No, I think Iron would have had a better shot.
I think
so. Are you
so.
Kidding me? I think Bill Belichick would have a better shot of hosting it than me.
That's fair. But this morning, I put the stream from last night on to watch it. And yeah, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of hokey stuff.
Right.
They're playing music, they're doing this. But there is something that just jumped out at
me.
And it was very noticeable. They reminded you over and over and over again, ad nauseum, that the Jets play in New York. New York, New York.
Right.
It reminds me of what the Nets have done with Brooklyn, where it's just so much Brooklyn. It's Brooklyn.
Right.
Where I've heard they tell their announcers, say Brooklyn ball, don't even say Nets ball.
Right.
They're all about Brooklyn.
Right.
And I get why the Nets do that, because they're really trying to change their identity.
They also do play in Brooklyn, where the Jets do not play in New York.
Is that right? They don't play in New York? And I got to tell
you. Did they mention they don't have their own real stadium either?
No,
that wasn't mentioned.
Dude,
I understand.
And this wasn't. And you see it on the new jerseys, how the words New York are right on top of the jersey.
Here
you're wearing
got,
one right now.
I got the Jamal Adams jersey, and I want to again thank Boomer for giving me the jersey.
Excellent job
thank
by
you.
Him. So it says New York. I was taken back, actually, by how much they stressed New York, and it led me to two thoughts. Number one, I'm a little pissed off, okay, because I'm 35 years old. I've lived in New York for 32 out of my 35 years on this planet, most of which in the city, or a lot of which in the city, Queens, Brooklyn.
Yep.
I was born in Brooklyn.
I understand.
I am a New Yorker. I grew up with my dad taking me to Hofstra to see the Jets practice.
Right.
I'm going to make this absolutely clear to Christopher Johnson. I'm a New Yorker. I will always love you. You do not play in New York.
No, they
you
don't.
You left New York twice.
Right. And their practice facility is not even in New York anymore.
That's
it's in
my
Florham
point.
Park, New Jersey.
Yes. They left New York the first time. I don't remember it. You do.
Oh, of course.
Okay, they left it one time. And they left it a second time when they left Hofstra to go deep into the heart of New Jersey. So when you act like you're New York, 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 you're not. You left twice. That's number one. Number two, you've had an opportunity to come back because you don't play in New York. You share a disgusting stadium with the Giants.
It's really their stadium because it's their area. So, you know, let's be honest.
I get it. They've been the New York Jets and the New York Giants for a long time, but it did strike me how over the top it was. You don't play in New York.
Where was this on, SNY? Were they doing?
No, they streamed it on their website.
Oh, I see.
So it was an internet-based thing.
I see.
But the event they had was at Gotham in New York City.
Right.
They're showing the Empire State Building 1,000 times. J.B. Smooth.
They light it up green?
Oh, yeah, they showed it lit up green. J.B. Smooth's talking about how it was a New Yorker.
The only time it'll be lit up green, by the way.
Well, they win a Super Bowl.
Well, that's what I mean.
It started to tick me off as it went on because I'm like, dudes, you guys had a chance to come back. But then I started getting positive. I started thinking to myself a conspiracy theory. They're going to come back. They're setting us up to come back.
You know, bro, I hope you're right. I mean, because God knows. You know, look, one thing, I mean, I complain all the time, you know, complain about the no statues at Citi Field and all that. But the bottom line about Citi Field is it's the Mets' place. It's their stadium. You know, I know they try to make it look like Ebbets Field and all of that, but it's the Mets' stadium. It's all ballpark. Nobody else plays there but the Mets. It's the Mets. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the basketball teams. You know, the Garden is the Knicks. You know, the Barclays Center is the Nets and all of that kind of thing. The Yankees play, obviously, Yankee Stadium. But, I mean, you know, I would love to see the Jets in their own stadium.
I mean, God,
because they really never have. I mean, even when they played at Shea Stadium.
It was the Mets stadium.
It was the Mets, and the Mets controlled everything that happened there.
Am I looking too closely into this? I probably am. Because, Joe, I'm telling you,
I hope you're right.
It was over the top New York.
Yeah.
It reminded me of what the Nets do, and I understand why the Nets do it. They actually play in Brooklyn.
But they do play in Brooklyn, though.
And they're trying to change their identity.
Right.
They don't want you to think of New Jersey.
Right.
They want it Brooklyn, Brooklyn, Brooklyn. Brooklyn is cool. We are Brooklyn.
Right.
And they do play in Brooklyn. The Jets don't play or practice or live in New York.
No, you're 100% right.
None of these players even live here.
No.
For the most part.
No, you're right.
A lot of them live in Jersey. And it just, it struck me how over the top it was. So a part of me was annoyed and betrayed because they did leave Hofstra. And before that, they did leave Shea Stadium. But then the other part of me had hope that maybe this owner,
I hope you're right,
is realizing that they are a second class citizen in that stadium.
No question.
The stadium gets terrible reviews by everybody.
Yep.
And if they want to stress New York, back it up.
Hey.
Then play in New York City. Because you know what you can do if you play in New York City, Joe? You could taunt the Giants.
Well,
you can say your Jersey's team were New York's
team.
You can do that.
And look, even though it's convenient for me, I live in Jersey, and it's easy for me to get to the Meadowlands. I mean, it really is. It's very easy. Still, I would be thrilled if they moved back to if they played in Long Island. You know, I look back now, and I think one of the things that I was wrong about, and I'm wrong about a lot of things, but one of the things I was wrong about was I was against the new stadium on the west side. And I don't know how feasible that ever would have been if it ever would have come off. But I think about it now, and I say, you know what? Even though I wouldn't have loved the location of where it was, and it probably been a real pain in the rear end to get there, and there was going to be no tailgating and all that kind of thing, at least it would have been our own stadium.
Yes.
At least. And I think back now about being against that, and I was totally wrong about that now that I think about it.
Yeah, and look, I didn't know what it was going to be like or the convenience of it, and I think there would have been a lot of negatives of it. I mean, tailgating would have been impossible, like
and it would
said.
Have been tough to get to.
No question.
It wouldn't have been easy.
The ideal place is right next to Citi Field.
No question about it.
Is building a sports complex.
No doubt about it.
Like we see in the city of Philadelphia.
Yep.
It's one thing Philadelphia has got
right. Like we've seen a lot
of
places. It's not just Philadelphia.
Sure, it's not going to last, but the Oracle is right next to the Oakland Coliseum as well. So you have a few examples
Even
of that.
Baltimore. Camden Yards and M&T Bank Stadium are very close to each other.
No, you're right. It's happened in a lot of cities, but I think the uniforms are fine. All right, I watched them.
I just don't like the black because black is not their color. That's the only reason.
Right, you're looking for an alternate. You're looking to just be able to sell a bunch of jerseys, and they will. They're good looking jerseys. I agree with Boomer. I think the helmet is really cool.
The helmet's good, and the helmet reminds me of the, you know, like I said, the '80s and the uniform Boomer wore.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that's why I like it.
Right,
I think that's why I like it.
Right.
So. Just watching this event, I'm not going to make fun of the musical act, the J.B. Smooth, none of that. It's all show. I get that. But I was taken back. that it was over the top. It wasn't just, oh, yeah, the Jets play in New York. It was, I heard the word New York more than I heard Jets.
Yeah.
It was more about New York, just like the Nets, I'm telling you. Yeah. It's more Brooklyn than it's the Nets.
Look, from your lips to God's ears, it's someday they wind up back playing in New York. I am, and it's our own stadium, and I can go to a game and see a Joe Namath statue or Don Maynard, whatever, you know, certainly name it. And, you know, Sam Darnold, when he wins a Super Bowl, gets a statue, you know, God, from my lips to God's ears. But you know what? I mean, I long to see that, bro.
And I know this isn't something you'd benefit from, but I really believe this. The Nets don't have as big a fan base as the Knicks.
No.
They never will. But what the Nets can do, and they will, maybe 20 years from now, is they're going to grow Brooklynites to become Net fans.
Yeah.
They're
going
to
grow up. Of course.
Okay. Here's my comparison. If the Jets played in New York and the Giants played in Jersey, because the Giants ain't going anywhere, 20 years from now, you can grow New Yorkers.
Yes, to be Jets fans.
To say, this is our team.
Right. This is the one team beside the Buffalo Bills that actually plays in the state of New York.
It is
such
an opportunity for the second team in this town, because they are the second team in this town.
Of course they are. And by far.
The only reason I'm bringing it up and I'm passionate about it is because I couldn't believe how often they scream those words. Every song was about New York.
Wow.
Every word was about New York. Ernie, did you see this event last night? This isn't just me making this up.
I watched the first couple minutes, and when J.B. Smooth kept talking and talking, I turned it off.
And if I'm not mistaken, Christopher Johnson also went on and on about how much he loves New York, and he used to live outside. He lived outside of New York, but loved the city.
I'm telling you.
Right? Didn't he? I did read something about
this
that.
Was an over-the-top We Are New York's Team event, and either one of two things is happening. They're just trying to be the Angels, where they play in Anaheim, but they're the team of L.A., or maybe something's going on here.
I hope you're right.
Maybe they're greasing the skids for the return.
But don't they have some kind of a lease to play at MetLife?
I don't know.
And isn't it co-ownership there, too?
I don't know.
Think it is. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe. But I'm with you. Look, let's go. I want to see them get out of here.
I just want to know.
I'm tired of playing in a giant stadium. They've been playing there for how many years now? 35 years.
Yes. I want to know. Okay, was this just a marketing thing? Was it just, hey, we want to portray ourselves as New York's team, like the Angels portray themselves as an L.A. team when they play in Anaheim?
Right.
Or is there something more here? Because it was New York, New York, New York. Every song, Joe.
Yep.
New York, New York, New York. You left Long Island. It's been a decade now, hasn't it, since they left Long Island?
Yeah, no, definitely.
And obviously they left for New Jersey multiple decades ago.
Yep.
But the jerseys are fine, whatever. It's about the push of New York that I witnessed earlier this morning.
And now it's also about, like, winning a championship, too. I mean, you know,
what's that?
Well, I'm just saying. And it would be nice to hear the owners say, hey, look, we expect the playoffs next year and nothing less. He should be saying that.
You know who said the best thing possible? The quarterback.
He did.
The quarterback said these jerseys mean nothing if we don't win.
Amen to Sam Darnold. God bless you, Sam.
Get it done, Sam.
Indeed.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.